Your SEO mentor, Garrett Pearson, is pleased to bring you totally awesome SEO and social marketing content direct from the all-new feature-rich YourSEOMentor.com. Learn it. Love it. Do it.
Hello everyone, Garrett Pearson, your SEO mentor here, and I have the opportunity to interview Chuck Lewis, also known as the SEO Rapper of theseorapper.com. How are you, Chuck?
I'm good, man. I can't complain at all.
Wonderful. Now, I just want to ask you my first introduction question, which is, you know, what? Tell us a little bit more about yourself, people that might not know you, you know, your background in the music and online marketing industries, family, hobbies, and just tell us something we might not know about you.
Okay, well, about me, it can't be found online. But I've been in the music business for a while. I've been writing raps since, you know, middle school and high school, doing gospel hip-hop, holy hip-hop, where the name Poet Prophet came from, as some people refer to me. I released a couple albums doing that, which, man, they did pretty well. I run a record label, Mo Serious Entertainment. I'm the premier artist on there. I have a couple other artists that I manage for the most part. And for about the past 5-6 years, I've been doing online marketing at an agency called Pop Labs. I do search engine marketing there, and I'm pretty much, you know, doing keyword research and optimization and managing pay-per-click and everything else there, you know, all day, every day. I got the family, you know, I got some children, 3 of them, Jordan, Akila, and Brianna. Those are Charlie's Angels, is what I call them. In regards to hobbies, I think you mentioned hobbies. I play basketball, I shoot pool, and I watch SportsCenter. Those are my hobbies. If I'm not, you know, on some social media site, you know, creating a profile or something.
Wonderful. So what, football's starting now. Who's your favorite football team?
I rode with the Patriots last year. I had been riding with them for a few years, actually. Obviously, I'm in Houston, so I got to pull for the Texans. Hopefully, we can, you know, squeeze into the playoffs this year. But my favorite, I'll have to say I'm going to still ride with, you know, Randy Moss and Tom Brady. Although, you know, Tom is out right now for the season, so we'll see what happens with that.
Yeah, that's true. Well, good. That's great. I didn't know you had 3 kids, so that's the Charlie's Angels, huh?
Yep. Those are my angels right there.
Wonderful. Well, good. Let's get into some of the industry questions. And tell us what you really enjoy about, you know, the search marketing industry in your career.
What I enjoy about it in my career, let's see. Well, I enjoy search marketing because it's I won't say a new form of advertising, but I still believe it's in its infant stages. I think it's a lot, you know, better and more effective than traditional methods like, you know, yellow pages and TV and radio. Although I don't think those will ever go anyway per se, I think search marketing is definitely a lot more easy to target. And in regards to my career, I deal with business owners, you know, and so I enjoy the opportunity to help them make money. And then, you know, then in turn, they pay us and we make money. But to see someone who's kind of new to the industry and actually, you know, help them understand their business, help them market online, build them a brand new, you know, custom website, and actually put it online, market it, and they reap the benefits from it, I would say that probably brought me the most joy from it.
Wonderful. Great. Now, let's say there's a newbie coming into, you know, the online marketing or SEO or social media industries, what's one or couple, you know, gold nuggets of advice that you would give somebody that's new?
I would say use all 3 of them. You know, SEM, search engine marketing, SEO, and social media. These days, this is just my personal opinion, they all go hand in hand. You know, true enough, you can do, you know, one without the other, but to effectively do it, I think you should use all three. That's just my personal opinion, and I think they come out better that way. By doing, you know, social media, you can build a relationship with clients and get to learn what your faults are and correct those and actually get to know your clientele better. SEO, that goes without saying, you know, page one on Google is gold, right, under the right key phrase. And, managing PPC, that's just the quickest and easiest way to find targeted people. So I think they all go hand in hand. If I had to give someone some advice, I would say if you do all three of them correctly, you're headed in the right direction.
Awesome. That's a great tip. You know, use everything possible to get your name out there. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're famous for your online wraps and with regards to, you know, the SEO or the online marketing industry. And I would say your design coding wrap was one of your most favorite, you know, famous wraps so far. And I actually find it very educational. I loved it. Now, why don't you go into some detail on, you know, design coding and why it's so important?
Well, a lot of people, you know, there's a lot of designers out there, right? And, you know, one thing about designers is it's a design. Some people focus on aesthetics too much, I'll say, and not necessarily the conversion of the client. And then in regards to, you know, getting ranking in a search engine and getting your site accessible by all other mediums other than, you know, the search engine, but, you know, mobile and so on, it has to be coded right. And I was actually telling one of my coworkers today at work, you know, some sites, they'll look good, but the coding is bad. And that's kind of like a pretty car with the bad engine. You know, it just won't work right. And so I think that's the key. That's the key itself. If your coding is right, you get indexed better, the site will load faster, and everything. You'll work it across browsers, and then all other sorts of benefits to just having your coding right. I mean, then again, you know, the design, I started that first off saying your site design is the first thing people see. And so the design, you know, has to be captivating. You want to have the right, you know, CTAs and USPs and everything else in place as well. So they can convert. And so I think the two definitely go together.
Yeah, that's great. I like your analogy of the car. So in your opinion, what is the most exciting trend in, you know, the SEO or online marketing and especially the new social media industries today?
The trend I would say would be partnering. And I say that, or, you know, in regards to social media sites, they call them, you know, friends or whatnot. But I think the concept is the same. You know, these days you find them, you seem to be able to find more partners than clients per se. And I think that's the trend. I think people are forming relationships that go beyond, you know, the sale of a certain product or service. They're bartering, they're trading services, they're using each other, tapping into each other's client bases. And I think that's the trend that's going to continue to grow. It'll grow, you know, from retail industries to service providers or people who are strictly online. I think relationship building is the trend. It's like the whole Web 2.0 deal is based around relationships, in my opinion.
Yeah, I totally agree. That's great. So staying on the social media subject, what's your favorite social media site online and why?
Wow. Favorite social media site. I'll give you two of them. YouTube will probably be my favorite. Mainly because, YouTube is a great time waster, too. You'll find yourself on that stuff for hours. But it's also informative. You know, if you're looking for some instructions on something, there's probably a video about it. It's instructional. It's definitely entertaining. And then, obviously, it helped me with my boost to what I'm doing now. Secondly, I'd probably say Twitter. Twitter, when I signed up for it a long time ago and didn't start using it till, you know, early this year. But it's just a great way to put out a lot of information very quickly, very fast to a whole bunch of people. And so I think it's great. And I think I think, you know, as the web advances, they'll make advancements, and it'll even get better.
Great. I agree. And you're the first person that I've interviewed that said YouTube, and I think that's interesting because that's just, you know, one of the channels that you use, you know, to talk about what you do and get your name out there. So what
I have Facebook pages and MySpace pages and Verb and you know, Bebo and all of this other stuff. But yeah, YouTube, Twitter, and probably Facebook. I'll put them in there too.
Yeah, that's great. Good. I'll make sure I have a link over to your YouTube page so everybody can check out your raps. So
okay, cool.
Speaking of, you know, your famous raps, out of all of them, what's your most favorite, you know, subject that you've rapped about so far?
My favorite one was conversion closing, and it was one of the least popular ones. But that was my favorite, mainly because it takes more than having a great design. It takes more than driving traffic to the site. You know, that's like that traffic has to do something when they get there. They need to convert. Or what's the purpose? You know, one of the lines I said in that song was, I'd rather, you know, have 100 clicks and close 35 than have 1,000 clicks and I only close 9. And what I meant by that was, you know, you must close the traffic that comes to the site. If they don't convert, then you don't make any money. Their experience is wasted. And then they leave your site. And so that whole rap is really focused on converting the client or converting that user to a paying client or to a member or, you know, whatever your desired action is when they land there.
Right, right. Yeah, that's great. So that was it wasn't as popular, but it seems to be your favorite one then, huh?
Yeah, mainly because I put a lot more time into that one as well. It took me longer to write, longer to memorize. I thought, you know, my friend Lulek, he actually produced the track for it. I thought the track was exceptional, and so that became one of my personal favorites.
Cool. Well, good, good. So tell us some of the favorite people you follow online and, you know, in the online marketing industry that you find yourself continually following. And I know, you know, that might be a big list of people, but just give us a couple of your favorite.
Wow. People who I follow online. Let's see, if I could name probably four or five people, I would start off with Kelsey Ruger, the great guy in regards to social media and SEO and really online marketing. He's actually vice president over at Pop Labs. I follow Guy Kawasaki, Matt Mullenweg over there at WordPress. He's pretty cool. I like Danny Sullivan. He always has some great information. And probably Andy Jenkins over at StomperNet.
Great, great. That's a great list of guys there. I appreciate your time, Chuck. And if somebody wants to find out more about you and what you do and some of your apps, you know, where should they go?
Well, they can go to, I think the first one you said was my newest site, kind of a video blog, www.theseorapper.com. You can go there and actually see all of the YouTube videos there as well, read bios and such. The YouTube page is youtube.com/mostserious, and the M0 serious, actually. You can go to poeticprofit.net. That's my personal blog. Twitter.com/Chuck. Don't ask me how I got that name. It was just available. Everyone asked me that. If you go to one of those, you know, you pretty much find me from there.
Yeah.
LinkedIn, you know, username on LinkedIn is Charles Lewis. So, yeah, if you go there, you know, find me. Talk to me. I'll definitely, you know, comment back and talk to you.
Well, you could probably just search in Google and search SEO rapper, huh, and find you.
Yeah, if you do that, yeah, you'll, you know, first 50 pages probably will be different blog posts of just everything. It was crazy. That's how design coding blew up so much. Everyone blogged about it, and yeah. it was ridiculous. We debuted it in New York at SES New York, and it really blew up from that point.
Sweet. Now, have you done any raps at some conferences lately? I think you did one at StomperNet conference, didn't you?
Yeah, I actually performed conversion closing at StomperNet and design coding. And then I wrote something custom for StomperNet, which they liked. I did the same thing a few weeks ago in San Francisco at WordPress. We did something for PBS and BizKids. That came out well. Had a lot of fun in Seattle doing that. So we have a lot of stuff in the making. I'm working on a new gospel album, which I'll be putting out in the first quarter next year. Have several new online marketing-related webs coming soon, like PageRank is coming. As we finish that one, we just have to make the video. And so we have a lot going on.
It sounds like it. Well, great, Chuck. I really appreciate your time and spending, you know, some of your precious time away from your family to spend it with me and share some of your thoughts on the industry. And it's just been a great interview, and I really appreciate you. Everybody, if you're listening to this over at iTunes and on your iPod, make sure you head over to theseorapper.com, or you can check out the transcript of this interview over at yourseomentor.com. Thanks, Chuck.
No problem at all. Thank you.
You launch a campaign, but that's not all you need. Your campaign not working if it's not generating leads. No emails and no phone calls. No new sales, man, you destined to fall. Spent your money on words that was way too vague. Then you optimized your site for the wrong key phrase. Look, it's not easy, but it can be fixed. If you do it by the book with no gimmicks and tricks, Google rules the street. It's a must you would buy. Do it right and get rewarded. That's how we survive. First, pause your ads. No more hits on your card. Money don't grow on trees, at least not in my yard. Did you set up analytics? Please tell me you did. Gotta figure out what's generating them clicks. Take the time to go and search with the word you chose. Do any of your competitors show with any of those? Then what you do next? Check your ad text. Spice it up a little. Add some adjectives. Check your link display and check your CTA. And check your site design, it might be chasing them away. And is your site complete? And is your deal sweet? Competitive industry, can you compete? You might be obsolete, probably best to retreat before your finances deplete. Then you face defeat, but if you are elite, then stay up in your seat. Your client base cold, I can show you to the heat. Let's start with your meat, talking about your content. It drive the search engine, anything else is nonsense. Make your keyword dense, now that's just common sense. Don't write for the search, write for your audience. After all, they the ones to grab the phone and call. The search engine won't do anything but crawl. Now don't drop the ball, identify your goal. Set conversion tracking, remain in control. Like a cop on patrol, evaluating traffic. Respond to your clients, reducing all the static. When you get a lead, you should be ecstatic. Contact them immediately, that's just automatic. Ask them where they from, add it to your demographic. Ask them what they search, but be charismatic. And then close the deal, if you have sales skills. They already qualified, just show them the appeal. I'd rather get 100 clicks and close 35 than get 1,000 clicks and I only close 9. Listen to my design, don't get caught up in the rhyme. You don't have to be number one, strive for top 5. We can talk about positioning another time, but follow the guidelines, you'll be just fine.
Conversion closing. You know what I'm saying? It's your boy Chuck. Lack tracks.